Here, the Star Keepers are receiving your transmission loud and clear. How can we help?
Hello!
Listen to Dex trying to sound all official. He acts like he wasn't just trying to see how many marshmallows he could fit in his mouth at once.
You've got to admit it though, Leo. 14 giant marshmallows is pretty impressive.
Wow, it's good to hear from you. It's been a while. Oh no, that's terrible. You know, I think we have the perfect Star Keepers to help. Okay. I'll tell River you said hi. And don't worry, the Star Keepers we send your way will be the right guys for the job. They're always some of the first people willing to help. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you guys being totally jealous of my marshmallow eating abilities.
Jealous? Are you serious?
I have a mission for you two. I just got a call from some people that River and I held back before we defeated Bratiform. Well, defeated her for the first time.
Oh, really? Are we going to Planet Gunga? I've always wanted to try my hand at the Gunga Games. I'm sure I'd come out king if I had the chance.
Or is it that planet you went to with all the knights and dragons? I don't think I'm strong enough to go up against a dragon.
Neither. You're going to the city of Atlanteria.
The underwater city?
That's the one. When we were there, we found their missing jewel, fought a bunch of robot sharks, and I became friends with a giant sea monster named Fluffy.
Don't you think Bubbles might be better for this mission?
I've gotta agree with Leo on this one. I mean, we're happy to help, but I'm not a very good swimmer, you know, with my heavy shell and all. But we know now that Leo can play guitar and I can sing. Will that help?
No. We can't just sing our way out of every problem.
Singing or not, thank you guys for being willing. But I'm afraid singing won't help. I know you might seem like an unlikely pair for an underwater mission, but Bubbles is out on another assignment, and I have a feeling you'll be just what the people of Atlanteria need.
Okay, then we're ready.
Also, don't worry. You can breathe underwater there.
What did Dex yell at us? Did he say not to bring underwear here?
I thought he said not to be a square.
Well, that can't be right. Leo?
What?
I think we're sinking.
What?
Oh, I just realized what Dex yelled to us.
Well, tell me.
He said we could breathe underwater here.
Yeah. I knew that.
Any ideas where we should go now?
I'm guessing we should go with her.
With who?
Hey, guys. I doubt you're going to be much help, but my aunt sent me to come get you both. Guess she knew your friend Dex or whatever.
Hi, I'm Tank, and this is Leo. Thanks for coming to get us.
Is she riding a dolphin?
I think she is.
Hey, my name is Pearl. My family made me bring some dolphins for you to ride since you guys aren't good swimmers.
I'm a good swimmer.
Thanks. I'm better at sinking than swimming.
Whatever. Just come on and follow me.
Hello, and welcome to Atlanteria, young Starkeepers. My name is Melody, and I'm one of the leaders here in this city. Thank you so much for answering our call.
Of course.
We're always glad to help, ma'am. I've got to ask, though, what exactly happened here? Dex and River always said this city was beautiful, but
this place is a mess.
Leo.
Well, it is.
No, he's right. We've had a bunch of sea storms, and now we have this huge trench right in the middle of the city. And it's getting bigger every day. Soon, our whole city will fall into it.
Whoa. That trench is huge!
Oh. Hello! That's a deep trench, all right. I didn't even know an underwater storm was possible.
It is here. They usually start with bad wind, and then thunder, and then lightning, and then an earthquake. That's why we called you. I mean, I certainly can't be of help.
Of course you can.
Can you stop? My powers never help. That's why we called these guys, right?
What do you mean, Pearl?
Yeah, anyone can help if they're willing to try.
Not me. I have the power to grow plants. Not very helpful under the water. All I can grow underwater is seaweed. and everyone's sick of it.
Seaweed? Yuck.
I mean, I kind of like sushi. That has seaweed in it.
I just care about everyone here, and I wish I could find a way to help them. Oh, look. There's a storm now. Yippee. Look at that. Lightning struck another statue. See? What can we do against these storms? There's no point in even trying.
Pearl, you can still try to find other ways to help. Just because your power can't help doesn't mean you can't.
Leo's right. But in the meantime, what can we do to help, Melody?
I'm not really sure. But if you're anything like Dex and River, I know you'll find a way. Pearl will stay with you, but I need to go help clean up from the storm.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. So, what do you think we should do? I want to help, but I don't know how to stop an underwater storm.
I don't either. My fire powers are practically useless down here.
Maybe we can find a way for Pearl to use her plant powers.
But she's already said her powers aren't very helpful.
Of course they can be helpful. She just doesn't seem like she wants to try.
Let's think for a second. What would you say you're best at?
Lifting stuff?
And I'm good at heating stuff up and melting stuff. Oh, hey! I think I have an idea! Hey, Pearl! Are you ready to grow some plants?
Why?
What exactly am I doing, Leo?
Looks like to me you're throwing rocks for no reason.
No, it's definitely for a reason.
Why do you even keep trying to help, Tank? It's obvious you're not actually doing anything.
Being willing to serve is important. Even if we don't know how we can help, sometimes stepping up and asking is all we need to do.
But I don't know what you guys are doing up here. Building this, what would you even call it?
It's an island.
An island? I don't know what that is. We don't have any of those here.
Well, you're about to.
So Tank is piling a bunch of rocks and you're melting them together? What is that supposed to fix?
Well, the way I see it, there's nothing we can do to stop the underwater storms. But what we can do is make a safe place where everyone can live together above the water.
I see. We're building a new island for the people of Atlantaria to live on, since the storms aren't happening up here.
Exactly.
So what? We're above the water now? You can melt as many rocks together as you want, but you're just making a bigger, uglier rock.
Well, this is certainly interesting. I'm sure you guys have a great reason for what you're doing, but, what exactly is it? I mean, it's a beautiful, very, very big rock, but I don't know how it's going to help.
Well, it's just a big rock now, but if someone was willing to help...
Someone with plant powers, maybe?
Wait. Are you talking about me?
Do you know anyone else here who can grow plants?
Well, no. But my powers really aren't that great.
Come on, Pearl. Just give it a shot. I know you love your city and all the people in it. They need you.
That's true. Okay. What can I do to help?
Great. We just need you to grow some grass and trees. And here, let me give you a hand.
I'll make a nice spot for you to grow some stuff.
Oh, wow! You just busted all that rock into dirt! All right, boys. Watch this!
Ah!
Whoa! That is some serious power.
It's beautiful. You made this big rock a beautiful tropical island.
Pearl, I knew you could do it. This place is perfect. Oh, if Leo and Tank agree to stick around for a while and make this island bigger, we can start to rebuild our city up here, away from the storms.
See, Pearl? You're gonna be a big help in making a new city.
I knew I was right to call the Starkeepers for this job. Thank you, boys, for everything.
Ah! Run! It's a giant sea monster!
Don't worry, I can handle it.
No need to worry, that's just Fluffy. Hi, Fluffy! Say hi to Dex and River's friends!
Oh, yuck! He sprayed water all over me.
Yeah, we probably should have warned you that Fluffy doesn't like fire.